The social hall was already full when they got there. In the front of the room, under the giant portrait of Adolf Hitler, stood a committee of passengers who had been working with the captain on a solution to their problem. From the looks on their faces, they had not come up with one. When the head of the committee spoke, he confirmed all of Joseph's worst fears. "The United States has refused us. We are heading back to Europe." The outburst was instantaneous. Cries, gasps, tears. Joseph cursed, the first time he had ever cursed in front of his mother. She didn't react at all, and it made Joseph feel both a little ashamed and a little bolder at the same time.
"You mean we're going back to Germany?" someone yelled.
"Not necessarily," a committee member said, "but we must stay calm."
Calm? Joseph thought. Was the man insane?
"Calm? How can we stay calm?"
a man asked out loud, echoing Joseph's thoughts. The man's name was Posner. Joseph had seen him before on the ship.
"A lot of us were in concentration camps," Posner went on.
His face was twisted in anger, and he spat his words.
"We were released only on condition that we leave Germany immediately. For us to return means one thing, going back to those camps. That could be the future of every man, woman, and child on this ship. We will not die. We won't return. We will not die," the crowd chanted.
Out of the corner of his eye, Joseph saw Otto Schindig lingering in the doorway. Schindig grinned at the panic in the room, and Joseph felt his blood begin to boil.
"Ladies and gentlemen," said the head of the committee, "the news is bad. That we all realize. But Europe is still many days away. That gives us and all our friends time to make new attempts to help us."
Joseph's mother pulled him away.
"Come, Joseph, somebody will think of something. Let's dance."
Joseph didn't understand why his mother wasn't upset, why she suddenly didn't seem to care anymore. They were about to be taken back to Germany. Back to their deaths. Joseph let his mother pull him to the door, then broke away.
"No, Mama, I can't."
She smiled sadly at him and ducked past Otto Schindig, who leaned against the doorframe.
"You should do as your mother says, boy," Schindig said. "These are your last free days. Enjoy them. When you go back to Hamburg, nobody'll ever hear from you again."
Joseph went back to the yelling passengers, his anger rising like the tide. There had to be something they could do. Something he could do. The passenger who'd spoken up, Posner, pulled him aside.
"You are Aaron Landau's son, Joseph, yes? I'm sorry about your father," he said.
Joseph was tired of hearing people's condolences.
"Yes, thank you," he said, trying to move on.
The man grabbed his arm.
"You were among the children who went to the engine room and the bridge, yes?"
Joseph frowned. What was this about?
"And you're a man now. You had your bar mitzvah that first Shabbos on the ship."
Joseph stood taller, and the man let go of his arm.
"What of it?"
Joseph asked. The man looked around to make sure no one else was listening.
"There's a group of us who are going to try to storm the bridge and take hostages," he whispered. "Force the captain to run the ship aground on the American coast."
Joseph couldn't believe what he was hearing. He shook his head.
"It'll never work,"
Joseph said. He'd seen how many crew there really were on this ship, and what a lot of them below decks really thought about Jews. They wouldn't go down without a fight, and they knew this ship better than any passenger. Posner shrugged.
"What choice do we have? We can't go back. Your father knew that. That's why he did what he did. If we succeed, we're free. If we fail, at least the world will realize how desperate we are."
Joseph looked to the floor. If they failed, when they failed, the captain would take the ship back to Germany, and then Posner and the rest of the hijackers were sure to be sent to concentration camps.
"Why are you telling me this?" Joseph asked.
"Because we need you with us," Posner told him. "We need you to show us the way up to the bridge."